Safety. Will I be protected by the prison staff while I am in custody? You should be, yes. The governor and prison officers have a duty to keep you safe while you are in prison. The governor must make sure the prison regime is orderly and that all prisoners are safe from harm, either from others or from themselves. Prison officers are responsible for the day-to-day well-being of all prisoners. If a prison officer believes that you might need medical, psychiatric or other assistance, special care or close observation, they must tell the governor or other higher-ranking officer immediately. If it is brought to the governor's attention that you are likely to harm yourself or someone else, or that you are at risk of harm, or you pose a risk to security or order in the prison, the governor may decide to order you to be monitored until the risk is over. This monitoring will be recorded in detail. What does it mean to be put on protection? If for some reason you do not feel safe in the general prison population, you can ask to be put on protection, which means that you can be separated from other prisoners. If the governor becomes aware that you are at risk of harm, they will make a decision based on the information available whether to put you on protection or not. If you are placed on protection, the governor must keep a detailed record of your protection regime, including the reasons for placing you on protection, the date and time it started, any views you expressed on the matter, and the date and time the protection ends. If I am on protection, can I still have access to education and work facilities? Generally, yes. If you are placed on protection, you can take part in supervised, structured activity with other prisoners of the same category if the governor thinks that it would be in your best interests. However, if there is such a threat to your safety that you cannot mix with any other prisoners, you will only have access to a restricted regime, which means you may get as little as 1 hour of recreation or outdoor activity a day. Prisons always try to reduce the number of protection prisoners who are in this situation. Sometimes they send these prisoners to other institutions where they will have a normal regime. Are prison officers allowed to use force against me? Prison officers are only allowed to use force if it is necessary to keep or restore order or safe and secure custody. Even then, the prison officer may only use such force as is strictly necessary. A prison officer should not hit you unless it is to prevent injury to themselves or to another person. In such circumstances, the prison officer who used force on you must write to the governor and explain why they used such force and how much force they used. If force is used on you, the governor should make sure that you are examined by a healthcare professional as soon as possible after the event. When could I be placed in a special cell? In 2005, the Irish Prison Service, the IPS, made a decision that special cells would be divided into two types: safety observation cells and close supervision cells. The governor should only put you in a safety observation cell if they believe you need frequent observation for medical reasons or because you are a danger to yourself, such as at risk of self-harm or suicide. A safety observation cell has special features, furnishings and methods of observation to improve your safety. You should not be put in one of these cells unless it is necessary for your immediate well-being. It is not appropriate for prison authorities to put you in a safety observation cell for any other reason. As soon as possible after you are put in a safety observation cell, you should be examined by the prison doctor. If the prison doctor advises that you should be put somewhere else, the governor must review the matter. If the governor goes against the advice of the prison doctor, the reasons for this must be recorded. While you are in a safety observation cell, you should be checked on by a prison officer at least once every 15 minutes. If you have been disruptive or you pose a danger to others, you may be put in a closed supervision cell. This is a cell with special features, furnishings and methods of observation to improve safety for yourself and other prisoners and to keep good order in the prison. The inspector of prisons has stated that you should not be put in one of these cells for punishment reasons. As soon as possible after you are put in a closed supervision cell, you should be examined by the prison doctor. Prison procedure for transfer, temporary release, remission and parole. What is the procedure for being transferred? When you are sentenced to prison, you will be committed to the prison named for the court area where you appeared. The prison where you are to serve your sentence may be changed by the Minister for Justice. As a prisoner, you have no legal right to serve your sentence in the prison of your choice. However, you may apply to the governor for a transfer to another prison if you have a good reason. The prison service will try to make sure you are in a prison as close to your home as possible. If you are a foreign national and you wish to return to your own country, you may apply to the Minister for Justice for a transfer to serve your sentence in your home state. You are not guaranteed to have this application accepted. It is up to the Minister for Justice to decide. If you're transferred to another prison, the Central Mental Hospital, or any other place such as a hospital for medical treatment, or if you are released on temporary release, the Governor must record the date and on whose order you were transferred or released. If you are transferred from one prison to another prison, you should be allowed, as soon as possible, to let a family member or friend know that you have been transferred. What is the procedure for being released, including temporary release? You may be granted temporary release while you are serving your sentence, but the Minister for Justice decides if you are granted temporary release or not. Temporary release means that you will be allowed to leave the prison for a certain period of time set by the Governor. The Minister will consider a number of things when deciding to grant temporary release, including the offence you committed, your family circumstances, your attitude to rehabilitation, and your employment and training skills. Temporary release is usually used in three circumstances. Temporary release on compassionate grounds, day-to-day and weekly release, and reviewable temporary release towards the end of your sentence. These circumstances are explained in the following paragraphs. Temporary release on compassionate grounds may be granted if there is an emergency in your family, for example, where someone has died or is seriously ill. You may also be released to attend special family occasions such as weddings, christenings or communions, or to deal with family matters. Day-to-day and weekly release is usually granted to allow you to do work outside the prison. In some circumstances, a prison officer will go with you, under escort, or you may go alone. Reviewable temporary release towards the end of your sentence is like parole. It means earlier release from prison towards the end of your sentence. Reviewable temporary release usually depends on certain conditions being met, which in most cases may include a condition that you report to a Garda station on a regular basis. Of course, should you fail to meet the conditions, you may be arrested and returned to prison immediately by the Gardaí. If you are granted temporary release, the Governor must make sure that you have sufficient means to travel to your destination. If you have no clothes of your own, or if your own clothes are unsuitable, you should be provided with clothes suitable to your age and gender. If you don't have enough money to get by when you're out on temporary release, the Governor should, if possible, provide you with as much as they think you'll need. If I get temporary release, must I agree to do or not do certain things? Yes, if you are granted temporary release, you must agree with any conditions that are set. For example, you might have to go to a particular place each day or each week, such as a Garda station, or avoid going to certain places or types of places. What would happen if I do not follow all the conditions? If you break the conditions of your temporary release, you may be arrested without warrant and returned to prison. You may not be granted temporary release again. You might also be punished for not having followed the rules. If you do not return when your period of temporary release ends, you could be charged with being unlawfully at large. This means that you are out of prison when you should be in prison. This is against the law.